Psalm 74:17 says, "Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter." God made winter. Sadly, the winter solstice gets a bad rap because of its importance to pagans and other earth worshipers, but there's no reason for Christians to think of the winter solstice as evil. What's evil is what some people do at the time of winter solstice. But winter solstice itself is not pagan or evil. My brother was born on May 1st, which is the communist holiday of May Day. I was born September 18, which is National Air Force Day. That doesn't mean he's a communist or that I'm in the Air Force. The fact is, neither of those things are true. Now, some may ask, what exactly is the winter solstice? And that question is actually one that most people would ask if they were honest, because it's not exactly something that most people pay attention to, other than the fact that they say that it's the first day of winter. And you see, that's what the winter solstice actually means. The winter solstice is the day when the northern hemisphere's tilt away from the sun is at its farthest distance from the sun. Hence, colder temperatures, winter. It's the shortest day and longest night of the year, and marks the beginning of winter for the northern hemisphere on the astronomical calendar. The winter solstice is almost always on December 21st or 22nd, but occasionally falls on the 20th or 23rd. Winter solstice has never fallen on December 25th. And all of the holiday hunters who try to demonize those who observe Christmas as a holiday by trying to connect December 25th with the winter solstice are either misinformed or deceived, or they're dishonest deceivers themselves. There's no direct relationship between Christmas Day and the winter solstice, but even if there were, it wouldn't necessarily demonstrate any connection to paganism. While it's true that pagans observe their own holiday ceremonies and observances on winter solstice, that doesn't make the solstice itself pagan. The fact is, the first winter solstice took place the same year as the fall of Adam. There were no pagans at that time, and none for many years after that first winter solstice. Genesis 1:14 tells us that on the fourth day of creation week, God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." In that perfect world at the time Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, I'm not sure that there was anything like a winter as we know it. But within the first year of the fall of Adam, that brought death into the world, then winters would have begun. Romans 5:12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And that's what winter reminds us of. Everything seems to just die. The trees go bare, the flowers are gone. At winter, the birds disappear for the most part. Darkness rules, and at winter solstice, the darkness is at its greatest point. But Romans 1:20 says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." And each spring, we see life return, and that serves as a picture or shadow of the death and then resurrection of Jesus Christ that we now look back on with perfect hindsight found in our King James Bible. So this winter solstice, think biblically. Jesus was crucified and placed in a tomb before dusk on Nisan 14. Darkness had fallen on the world on the darkest day of human history. But after 3 days and three nights, sometime after sunset at the end of Saturday Sabbath, during that following Sunday morning, Jesus would spring from His tomb. Winter solstice is a reminder of the curse of sin on our entire world, with the knowledge that one day an eternal spring will put an end to sin and death forever and ever and ever. And that is all because of Jesus and what He has done to save us.